What can pastors do to help turn America around? We're going to talk about that on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is the Honorable Sam Rohr. That's spelled R-O-H-E-R. He's the founder of the America Pastors Network. And Sam, welcome to the program.
Well, Jerry, it's great to be with you on the program today, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
And first of all, tell us what the America Pastors Network is, and then I want to basically find out about your background.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. Yeah, it's the American Pastors Network. Our website is AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. Is an organization that the Lord allowed for us to put together, whose purpose and mission are pastors in the pulpit. Our mission at the American Pastors Network is there to give a structure, a skeleton, more or less, by which pastors who are called of God to preach the gospel from the pulpits are able to stand together under a commonality of commitment to the authority of Scripture and a belief and a commitment to salvation by faith through Jesus Christ alone. Those two elements, that if they believe those things, they can stand together, and our network allows for them to be able to speak with a unified voice into the states and into their locality. So we have a national entity called the American Pastors Network, and then we have state chapters that are developing that allow them to be a state chapter. We have North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Arkansas, and some other chapters. Other states are coming along. So we are there for pastors. We are there to help them speak more boldly together into the public square, and to encourage them and teach them how to equip their people to be salt and light and to impact the culture for Christ. Now, we can go into more things beyond that, Jerry, but that's basically it. So for us, pastors are not a means to an end. They are our focus. They are our end. And we believe that the challenges facing America, which are of great magnitude,
yes,
do not have a a political solution, but they do have a spiritual solution, and that is found with a transformed heart that leads out of knowledge of what the Bible says, and that is to be driven by pastors in the pulpit. So that, in a nutshell, is our focus and really why we believe that the focus on pastors is so critical, and particularly in this time in our nation's history.
Okay, and tell us about your own personal background. You were a pastor in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or that greater area, and I understand you became a state legislator for the state of Pennsylvania. That's why we call you the Honorable Sam Rohr. But tell us about your background.
Well, Brother Jerry, we're close, but I'll have to clarify just a little bit. I'm trying to keep it short. When I was young, I didn't know whether God was calling me into the pulpit or into public office. And I knew that it was one or the other. My hero biblically was Daniel and Joseph, and particularly Daniel, who we know from Scripture was in a position as vice president of several of the largest nations in history at that point, but he was also a prophet of God. And so God used him as a preacher and as a politician, put it in those perspectives, to do some incredible things. I knew when I was young that the Lord was calling me into one or the other, but I was not sure which one. Well, it was in 1992 that the Lord actually opened up the door for me, first of all, and compelled me to step into public office, which I did in Pennsylvania. And through miraculous means, I was elected to the Pennsylvania House General Assembly, which I then served for 18 years, for 9 terms. Immediately after God called me into office, then he also gave me the opportunity and the calling to preach. So for me, he called me as a minister of God into government, Romans 13, first, and then to preach. And it was therein that the Lord helped me to understand the commonality of calling between those who God raises up in the public office and those that God calls into the pulpits, and how very, very similar their callings are before God and their biblical duties. It was through all of that process that God then opened the door after I stepped out of my House seat in 2010 when I ran for governor here in Pennsylvania. that then the Lord opened up the door for what now is the American Pastors Network, which now has the primary emphasis on pastors in the pulpits, and secondarily on coordinating with and helping those in office to understand their calling before God, and then Christendom as a whole to understand how God has established his areas of authority in the home and the church and civil government, and how they all ought to interrelate under God's direction. So that really is how I've gotten to where I am, and how God has chosen to guide my steps, Jerry, in this whole process. It's been rather an amazing journey.
Huh. Okay, now, as a minister in the pulpit, how would you choose your sermon topics?
Well, you know, the pastors in a pulpit are obligated to, as we understand from Scripture, to preach the Word. They're the only one of the positions of authority that God has established that commanded to preach the Word. And they are also commanded by God to preach and teach the whole counsel of God. Now, what that means is that they must teach and preach to their people all of what God has in its continuity throughout Scripture, not just one piece, not just one message, but what God covers, they must cover. So as a result, pastors sometimes, there are some that go all the way from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation and take 5 years and preach through the entire Bible and then deal with issues as they come up. That's one way of doing it. Some will take a chapter or a book of the Bible and go through a series and pick it out verse by verse. What I encourage pastors to do, and what I believe is really, really a necessity, is that understanding that our calling in the pulpit are not just to preach the gospel and stop with just the preaching of the gospel, how to become a child of God. What we are told to do is that we are to make disciples. The gospel is the first step.
Right.
Making disciples and taking them to the point of weaning them from milk to meat of God's word is the process. So pastors, we emphasize, their primary obligation ought to be, yes, preach the word, but preach the word with the intent of making disciples. It's only when the idea of making disciples is implemented that the application of biblical truth through a biblical worldview, taking the principles of God's word and taking the issues of the day and applying biblical truth and commands to the issues of the day, so that the people sitting in the pews know how to go outside those church walls and be effective salt and be effective light. That is the primary duty and the role of pastors. And I put in there, Jerry, one other thing. It helps when we keep in mind that God has called us all as his people to be both ambassadors for Jesus Christ, and that we are also referred to as soldiers of Christ. Now, what does that mean? Soldiers mean we engage the conflict from the standpoint of handling the truth of God's word, being salt and light. Ambassadors is an official calling where we understand our calling before the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and that we are here as a part of the earthly kingdom. We are advancing and should be communicating the truth of God's word that has an eternal, ultimately, application that, yes, starts with salvation, but then it leads to how we live and conduct ourselves in the world, which is where God has placed us. So it's within that context, Jerry, that I believe every pastor, when they go to the pulpit, needs to consider the breadth of these things, and however God chooses them to lead in sequence of how they teach, they need to have these elements in there in place and be aware of what their ultimate calling is, and that is to equip the people in the pews to be soldiers who can stand in the fight for truth, know what it is, know how to defend it, know how to articulate it, and to be effective salt and light. That is why we are here.
Did you ever get accused in any of your sermons of, quote-unquote, preaching politics?
Well, that is a fear. That's a fear that many people have, but I have not. I have not, because I really honestly believe, Jerry, that when biblical truth is accurately and appropriately applied to the issues of the day, whatever they may be, it becomes biblical and not political. Now, what I mean by that is this. There tends to be a mentality out there held by many pastors And certainly those who oppose pastors involved and oppose Christians making their convictions known, they try to raise this issue and say, there's a separation of church and state. You cannot talk about these things in this realm of government because that's political, and you can't touch on those things. Well, that's a lie of the devil. Always has been. We are in a we live our life not within the walls of a brick and mortar church. We live our lives in the culture around us. So what we perceive out there, those things that impact our lives, which ultimately, as soon as we step outside the walls of the church, we're in the domain of civil government. So the laws that Congress makes, the laws that our local school board or county governments or state governments make, this entire area affects every believer, affects the church, affects the way we raise our family, teach our children, all of the things that God has given us and told us to do. All of those things affect us. So biblically, how can we say that these things are off limits? They're not off limits, right, biblically, and they're not off limits as far as God is concerned, but if the pulpit is silent or the pastors in the pulpit believe that they cannot talk about these issues because they're somewhat they're political, as if they're evil, then if that's the case, then they're neither preaching the whole counsel of God, nor can they be effectively equipping their people to be salt and light. So no, I found that when biblical truth is properly expressed, it is not political, it is in every way biblical.
Well, you take an example like same-sex marriage. There's no way you could be a follower of the Bible and conclude that that is okay. And yet now that is a political topic because some of the politicians have made it so, and some of our court justices. So your comment on that?
Well, that's a good example. So I'll come back with a question and say, why should we believe that the matter of same-sex marriage, which is now, as you've termed it, many would say, become a politically controversial topic, not an item for the church, the Bible, God's Word, Christians to be involved? Well, it's because of this reason. There is a jurisdiction that God lays down across the spectrum of authority, home, church, civil government, and the church. It so happens that when it comes to the matter of marriage, marriage was not designed by government. It was not ever allowed to be defined by government. It was created by God, established by God, defined by God as a picture of Christ in the church, ultimately as a picture of redemption. It was preserved, it's sacred in its function. Well, when civil government enters in and attempts to redefine that which they have no moral authority to do, then every Christian properly understood would have to look and say, all right, now, why is that being done? How can that be done? Well, pastors should be speaking and laying out that this area where government is attempting to step into and define by civil law what God has already established by his moral law is therefore a usurpation of God's authority. No man has the authority to step into God's arena and redefine what he has established. Therefore, if Christians are being taught what the Bible says, they must speak up, and pastors must speak up and say, what you are saying you can do or you have the authority to do, you do not have the authority to do, which they do not under the Constitution, civil law, our highest law, and they certainly do not under God's law. So as Christians and as a nation that has laws, a constitution, and our frame of government that's built on biblical principles, to cut that out and to walk away from those biblical underpinnings is to completely reject God's rule, reject the underpinnings of biblical truth, and to embrace evil. So these are the exact times when biblical truth need to be more clearly taught from the Scripture on what God says, what's the role of government, what's the role of the church, what God says is his area, and what he says it cannot be tampered with without violating his commands and incurring his judgment. So that would be an example of how that issue has now fallen into an area that is not the jurisdiction, and God will judge that, and Christians, though, are the only ones who can correct that understanding by the proper teaching of God's Word.
Hear, hear. All right, we've been talking with the Honorable Sam Rohr, that's spelled R-O-H-E-R. He's the founder of the American Pastors Network. For more information, you can look up AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. Thank you so much, Sam, for being with us. God bless you.
Jerry, great to be with you.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.